glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Thanks so much for joining us. Incredible show today, is it? Isn't it? I'd mentioned to you that I was going to share with you the signs that they had, the misfit Marxists with their hateful Trump stuff, and as a way of explaining to you the ridiculous coverage that the local media has. It's such propaganda, it's ridiculous. I'm all really tongue-tied. I was all set to come out right out of this break and just be like a professional broadcaster, you know, knowing what I was going to talk about and make it sound really interesting and compelling to encourage you to not turn off the radio or not to go to another station. And I blew it. I absolutely blew it. I couldn't even, it was like, boo, 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 boo. Shut up! Anyway. All right, let me play this for you one more time, except this time, and then I'll talk with you about the signage. But this time, I'm going to stop the, wait a minute, hold on a second here. I missed, all right, let me get the thing up here. Let me cue this thing up again. Wait a minute. All right, now I'm going to stop it after each statement and show you, demonstrate to you what the reporter should have done in terms of a follow-up. So you're going to hear the News 9 coverage. And again, this is not about the reporter. This is about the entire mindset of the entire radio station. 9 and 7 both hate Trump because they both hate you. They can't stand your values. They can't stand anything. And so anytime there's anti-Trump, protests or a bad Trump story, they highlight that because they live for that. They live for that. And then they wonder why they're hemorrhaging viewers, just like billionaire Bob is wondering why he's hemorrhaging readers, because nobody cares about them anymore. Because we figured out that they're just fake news and they don't care about us and it's just propaganda. All right, so let me play this again, except this time I'm going to stop it after each insane statement by one of the Marxist misfits and then follow up with what would have been a reasonable question to help illustrate to you that this is simply propaganda. That's all this is. And then I'll share with you their signs. And it's not the sanitized version that the reporter, the Channel 9, is offering the viewers, saying, well, they care about defending the Constitution. No, they don't. Well, it's about democracy. No, it's not about democracy. It's because they hate Trump. That's all this ever is with these people. All right, so here we go here. And by the way, what about this echo in the studio?
On Saturday, concerned citizens from across the Ohio Valley gathered in Wheeling to participate in a...
Soundproof the studio, would you?
Hands-off rally, voicing opposition to recent policies enacted by President Trump's administration. It's where we begin tonight. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Steinbach. News 9's Hannah Hayes.
Bill Steinbach from the Grand Canyon. You forgot to mention that.
Was at the event and has more from Wheeling.
Demonstration held at the intersection of National Road and Kruger Street in Wheeling attracted over 200 participants united in their call to protect the Constitution, federal programs, and institutions.
United we stand. All right, now you heard the setup there. Very sanitized. Very bland, very not threatening or anything like that. It's not true. First one is this guy with a megaphone screaming about something or other. Let's hear what he had to say.
Attendees made it clear this wasn't about party lines.
It's just a general morality issue for me.
All right, what's the general morality issue? That would be one question. Whose morality are you talking about?
I love my neighbor as myself, and I don't want anything to happen to any of us.
Well, what makes you think anything would happen to any of you? Who's threatening you?
We all need to live in an equal society.
Silence. only helps the tormentor, not
living in an equal society. What do you mean by that? The next person here, silence helps the tormentor. Who is the tormentor? What are you tormented about? And what do you mean silence? This is what they're saying. I mean, you just follow up with simple, basic questions, essentially saying, what do you mean by this? Could you please explain yourself? Here we go.
Tormented.
Organizers say the goal was to call attention to constitutional principles.
Really, constitutional principles. Which article are we talking about here? Here's another lady.
Need to show that the United States is a country of laws based on a constitution.
What makes you think that it's not? The Trump administration has to get approval for everything from a bunch of low-level federal judges who have gone rogue. They have to appeal everything to the Supreme Court. What the hell are you talking about, lady? That would be a question that any reporter would ask. We're not arguing with you. We're trying to figure out what the hell are you even saying?
Protest was about the integrity of democracy.
All right. The integrity of democracy. What does that mean? Didn't we have an election on, you know, Election Day? And didn't Trump win a landslide victory in the Electoral College, win the popular vote, win the Senate, win the House, win different state houses all across the country? Record turnouts of people. Isn't that democracy? I thought it was. Now, this next one is this guy who is, according to the Channel 9, that he is an immigrant, that he came here 40-some-odd years ago, but they don't tell us his backstory. Is he from Iran? Is he a Palestinian? Is he even from Wheeling? We know nothing about this guy. Now, listen to this.
Abi explained he came to the United States 42 years ago and cherishes the Constitution, highlighting that it's something not all countries have.
We have something here called the due process.
All right. So as he's talking, he's holding a big sign that says, time to facilitate impeachment. This person who's not even a natural-born American citizen. Now, maybe he is naturalized. Maybe he is officially a citizen. We don't know that. And he's holding a sign about he wants impeachment. He wants to impeach Trump. Does that sound like he's trying to defend the Constitution, or does that sound like another Trump hater? Again, as he's talking, he's holding a sign. He wants to impeach Trump.
And they're not abiding to it at all. I've seen this happen in other countries, and we just don't want to be like them. And it's going in that.
Okay, so what's Trump not adhering to? His sign says, time to facilitate impeachment, Trump cabinet. So not just Trump, but also his cabinet. We know nothing about this guy.
Many protesters say they worry the country may be heading in the direction of fascism.
Can you believe this? Fascism is code for Nazis. And here they got this other guy again who looks just like Robert De Niro did in Taxi Driver with the Mohawk haircut thing and glasses. And he's essentially saying that the Trump administration is like Nazi Germany, which makes Trump Hitler. And she lets him get away with this.
Nazi Germany is they didn't have a frame of reference for what was going on. We now do, so we can't let our country slip into what we've seen before.
What we've seen before, you mean like gassing Jews? Is that what you're talking about? Are you saying Trump's going to do that? You think of one follow-up question to a guy who is essentially saying that Donald Trump and this administration is like Nazi Germany. Do you think Nine would have asked one God-blessed question? Like, Are you comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler? Are you comparing the Trump administration to Nazi Germany? And have him explain himself. But this isn't about journalism. This is about propaganda. That's all this is. It's theater. That's all this is.
You cited specific constitutional concerns, especially the First and 14th Amendments.
Where AP reporters aren't being allowed against court orders.
What does that even mean? AP reporters aren't being allowed against court orders. What? What are you talking about? No follow-up, no questions. It's just propaganda. Here's the next one.
Charges without a trial, without a conviction, to an indeterminate sentence in a prison in another country.
So what should we do with illegals? We've got 20 to 30 million illegals. Do we give each one a trial in this country? That would be a legitimate question to ask, don't you think?
It's just against the Constitution.
Concerns were also raised about a growing gap in economic quality.
What about the billionaires that are continuing to get tax breaks?
Younger voices.
Yeah, what about them? Which billionaire is getting a tax break? My guess is all of them are, because everybody gets tax breaks with our income tax code. Which billionaire do you not want to have any tax breaks for? Are there other billionaires that you're okay with, like Jeff Bezos and George Soros? Again, you have to follow up with questions and say, okay, Elon Musk is getting a tax break. Oh, really, for what? How much of a tax break? How much is he paying in taxes? 101 different basic. I mean, this is journalism 101 that you could be doing. But this isn't about journalism. It's all about the propaganda. And when you listen to their statements, you realize how stupid, how vapid, how simplistic, how shallow these statements are. A few simple questions by any reporter would expose these people for the half-wits that they are.
To their future.
Social Security, my grandparents rely on that, and that's just, I don't know how we can be cutting these things that people rely on.
Cutting Social Security, really? What are you talking about now? What exactly are you talking about? Whose Social Security was cut? The only thing that the Trump administration is doing with DOGE, with Elon Musk, is exposing the corruption, people stealing money from the Social Security system, money that should be going rightfully to people who put money into the system. What, again, a simple follow-up question. What do you mean cutting Social Security? Whose Social Security? What are you talking about?
Go through life expecting it to be available and it's not, so that's not fair.
During the event, you could spot signs about border security, DEI, the Department of Education, and much more.
Yeah, we're going to get to that much more after the news break. She's sanitizing this. She's telling you the least objectionable signs. I'm going to tell you all the signs. And then you're going to realize what really is going on here in the Upper Ohio Valley.
A lot of people that need protected that aren't just people who look like me.
Demonstrators.
What does that mean, people who look like you? Or no, just people look like you? What are you talking about? What do you mean? Who is protected? Who isn't protected? Again, simple, basic questions. What are you talking about?
Also made it clear that while their message is firm, their methods remain peaceful, standing united in support of the right to protest safely.
Peaceful, huh? Well, there's one sign where Donald Trump is blowing the head off of someone. Peaceful like that? Yeah, we're going to get to that one as well.
And respectfully. Reporting in Wheeling, I'm Hannah Hayes.
Respectfully? You just had a person on dressed like the taxi driver, like Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver, who said that Donald Trump and his administration essentially was Nazi Germany. And that's respectful? Again, all of this is just propaganda. They're counting on you not to think. Oh, yes, it's all respectful. It's like Nazi Germany and fascism. Oh, yeah, that's real respectful. Again, I'm not making this up. You heard it for yourself. That one guy with the Mohawk haircut essentially saying that Trump is Hitler and that Trump administration is Nazi Germany. And at the end, the reporter from Nine says, oh, it was respectful and peaceful. This is what passes for journalism here in the Valley, and it is soul-crushing and it is heartbreaking.